Well, we welcome each one of you to the Master's Call. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I am Tiffany Lauderdale, and it is a privilege and pleasure to greet and seat each one of you here on the Master's Call, where I have tagged this day as Don't Wait Till the Battle Is Over, Shout Now, for we will win because we already have the victory. So let's go to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And God, no matter what it is that we go through this day, we will realize that we already have the victory, Father, that we already have won because you have already fixed the fight for us, Father. So we just thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning in a sound mind, Father God. Create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us that we will be more like you, O God. Remove anything in us that is not like you and that will hinder us from allowing your will to be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We pray that you will continue to do great things in their lives, O God. For each of the intercessors on this line, I ask the same, O God. For the Diaz de Leon family, Father, continue to allow the vision of Artists International to flow all around the world, Father God. To those parts that have not been incorporated yet, Father God, allow it to flourish right now in the name of Jesus. For every Artist International distributor, customer, Father, I ask right now that you would continue to do great things in their life. Allow the products to continue to work. Allow the coffee to continue to work, Father God. Allow the facial products to continue to work in the name of Jesus, Father. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that this line will be clear, Father God, that it will be uncontaminated and unhindered, and that the message will go forth in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless the speaker as she would come this morning, O God. Increase in her as she decreases, Lord, that your word will go forth. Allow our ears to be open, that we will receive your word this morning. Allow our hearts to be open so that we would hear you, O God, and we will give you the honor, the praise, and glory in every single thing that we do. And I ask this and decree and declare it in your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over this morning to our hostess for the morning. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Tiffany. I am here. Thank God for you. We praise the Lord this morning here on the Master's Call. And thank you for greeting the people of God this morning, the Master's Call family, all of you that are new, that are returning, that are faithful listeners and members of the TMC family. We welcome each and every one of you. And we thank God for Tiffany's prayer this morning, coming before the Lord as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. Yes, this call is founded and it is founded on the Spirit of the Lord, for the Lord. We cry out to the Lord in prayer for all of our listeners, and we stand on the word of the Lord, which is Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And again, here on the Master's Call, we are here to pray for you, our wonderful, obedient mothers in the Lord, in the Spirit of God. Dr. P.K. Roberts and Vanessa Weatherspoon have founded this call on October 25th, 2010, and they founded it to be to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day according to the Lord's mandate to them. We are celebrating this month. We are so excited that this is the second birthday of the Master's Call, and all month long we are celebrating here on this call. We want you to go to the website and to visit the website and download all of the messages that apply to your life and that will enrich you. That website is the Master's Morning Call. .wordpress.com. Again, the Master's Morning Call. .wordpress.com. There you will find archives since the inception of this call, each and every message which can be downloaded in MP3 format. We also have a number for you. Our playback number for the live call is 712-432-1085, and that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And again, on our website, you can see a history of the call and additional information, as well as our email address, which allows you to send us your prayer requests, because, again, we take your requests before the Lord. We have anointed women and men of God that are prayer intercessors here on this line, and we're calling them in from the north, south, east, and west. If you are called by the Lord to be a prayer intercessor, please give us an email. Send us that information to our email address, along with your feedback and your prayer requests, and as well as your testimonies and praise reports, to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we want to let all of you know, remind you that, of course, again, we have following this call, the master's call is the motivational call by our own godmother, Dorothy Cook. And that number, we have a new number for you this morning. Let me give that to you. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, that number is 530-881-1300. And that PIN is 539-598-539-598#. So that is for Godmother Dorothy Cook's call, which comes on the half hour immediately following the master's call. So, again, this is Tammy in South Carolina, and I'm so delighted to have all of you here. We are growing in numbers and in spirit in the Lord this month as we're being taught the word of God. And we have a wonderful woman of God, my sister in Christ, who is coming up this morning to give you the word. Minister LaShawn Shelton is a blessed woman of God. She's a mother and also one of our prayer intercessors. And we're not going to delay the word of God to come forth this morning to empower us. We're going to call the woman of God up. She's coming to you from New Jersey by way of New York. And we bless the Lord for Sister LaShawn. Come forth at this time and give us what thus says the Lord, Sister LaShawn.
Amen. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you. God bless you, my sister.
Amen, Sister Tammy. Good morning. Good morning. I just want to ask you all to excuse my voice a little bit because man says I'm hoarse. God says something different, and I know and I am confident that my Father will quote my voice so his word can come forth. So, Father, I come to you, and I thank you once again for trusting me, for relaying your word for the throne room. I ask you that you continue to decrease me so you cannot see me, but increase you instead, Father, Lord God. I touch and agree with the prayer of our sister Tiffany that this call will be unhindered, that there will be no drop calls, no static or interference. Hide me behind the drippings of the cross, Father, Lord God, in Jesus' precious name, amen. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So this morning I'm coming to you saying that I will not move. I will not move. I'm not talking about I'm not going to pick up my belongings and change my residence. I'm not talking about if I'm in somebody's way and they say, excuse me, ma'am, and I say, oh, pardon me, and move out the way. I'm saying that with my faith, I will not move. And the scripture text I'm coming from this morning is Exodus 14, 10 through 15. Exodus chapter 14, 10 through 15. And it says, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified. They cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say that we didn't want to go? Didn't we say, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. But then check out what Moses said. Moses answered to the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord and how it will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you only need to stand still. And, you know, and bless the Lord for this word because it is so powerful. This has really been something that we all can relate to, standing still, having battles in our life, those tests that become testimonies, those storms that become that watering nourishment for us to grow in the Lord. So what I'm going to do is just break it down verse by verse, and we can see how it's applicable to our lives. So how many times have you woke up in the morning or went out to tell the good news about God or go out into the marketplace and talk about Artists International? and how wonderful those products are, and how blessed we are to have had a founder, Papa De Leon, to say, hey, God, I'm going to listen to what you say and follow your mandate and put the exact ingredients that you tell me to put in these products. I'm going to go ahead and put the exact ingredients in these products. I'm not going to, you know, stir the stew around and say, okay, well, I think it needs a dash of this and a little pinch of that. No, Father, I am going to listen to your mandate. So how many times have you had somebody approach you where you look up and you see nothing but daggers, nothing but arrows, nothing but people telling you, you can't do this. There's no way you're going to elevate the platinum. There's no way you're going to be able to tell that gangbanger to go to church. There's no way you're going to be able to tell a cheating husband or wife that it's okay, we can work this out in the Lord. How many times have you had Israelites and people saying to you, well, if you stay here, then you don't have to worry about that. Just be complacent and just be comfortable with mediocrity. How many times has that happened in your life? And then how many times have you looked up and see people marching after you? Well, I tell you this, Saint, if you stay steadfast in the Lord, he will protect you, just like Moses professed. If you stand in the Lord and say, okay, I understand that my sister, my brother, my mother, my father, or my coworkers tell me I can't do it, but I trust in the Lord and stay steadfast and immovable and know that I can go from advisor to supervisor. I can go from supervisor to manager. I can go from working as an office clerk or a desk or monitor or a phone operator to a manager or supervisor of a company. I can and I will, because God said so. But I must stand still long enough to hear the words that come before him. So then we move on. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, was it because they were no more brave that you brought us to the desert to die? How many times has God took you out of your comfort zone? Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I just need you to answer that. How many times has God delivered you and took you out of your comfort zone? Amen. The devil's a liar. I'm back on the line. I'm sorry. But how many times has God taken you out of your comfort place and said, child, you are able to handle this, and I'm going to put you there? And you felt like a fish out of water. You felt like, I don't know anyone out here. I don't know what I'm doing. What do I do next? I'm talking to that addict that says, I don't know what life is going to be like being clean. I'm talking to that person who can run numbers. I don't know what it's going to be like having a legitimate job or a legitimate business. I'm talking about to that prostitute who says, I don't know how to be in a monogamous relationship because all my life, all I did was sell my body for money, and that's all I know. And now you're terrified. Why are you taking me out of my comfort zone? I was okay right there being mediocre. But God has plans for you. He says to you in Jeremiah 29, I have plans for you. And sometimes it means being a little uncomfortable until you learn a little bit more about what God has in store for you. He wants you to stand still and listen to his word so you know exactly what direction you need to go. Do not be terrified. God is not going to take you out of a place to have you fail. God is not going to take you out of a place to watch you fall. There's a song called There's No Failure in God. And I think it was Reverend Milton Burris. I can't remember his name, so forgive me for it. Google it. There's no failure in God. And she said, there's never been a time in my life where he has let me go. There has never been a time in my life where he has let me fall. Amen? So God is not going to let you fail as long as you do what he says and as long as you have faith in God's word. He will not let you fall. So do not be terrified. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. A closed mouth doesn't get business. You have to be sure in what God says and know that he will never, ever fail you. But you've got to stay faithful in his word. So then they later say, what have you done to us? Bring us out of Egypt. Didn't we say, leave us alone? Let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better to serve the Egyptians than to die in a desert. How many times have you said, I don't want to be a supervisor. I'm good just being a loyal customer. Let's pay my money every month and get my 40% discount. I don't want to tell anybody how to eradicate heart disease. I don't want to tell anybody how to get their diabetes under control. I don't want to go ahead and call the inspirational call and find out tips and tools how to be better. But I'm telling you, if you have faith and trust in the platforms that God has provided, you don't have to be comfortable or complacent in mediocrity, like I said before. If God made a platform for you, it is a reason for you to use it. So by all means, learn more from the Inspirational Call with Dorothy Cook. By all means, go to your platinum, go to your supervisor, go to your enrollee and ask them, what is it that you want me to do and how do I do it? If you're not an artist distributor and you're not understanding what I'm talking about, go back to the person that brought you to the call, and they'll explain it to you. But even at the workplace, if you're at your job, I don't care if you're a surgeon, I don't care if you're an engineer, I don't care if you're a janitor, I don't care if you scrub pages at the zoo. If you're comfortable where you are, you won't go further. But if you trust in the Lord and you feel that tugging in your heart, saying, child, you need to persevere and go further, you must have faith and do so. Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa are prime examples. They could have been okay with just calling any other call. They could have been okay praying to themselves. They could have been okay text messaging each other and emailing each other about powerful Bible verses. But God told them, no, move. Do this, but be still and hear what I say so you can know how to do it properly. How many times have we had an awesome plan? God gave us a seed. He planted it for us, and now we want to add some more stuff into it. We want to put fertilizer in it. We want to go ahead and put little probes and plants and stuff that's not supposed to be in the mix. And what happens? That plan does not come forth the way that God expected it to go forth. What you got to do is, if God said go to the left, you go to the left. If God says go to the right, you go to the right. Don't listen to the flesh. Don't listen to the world. Don't listen to the enemy saying to you that God doesn't know what he's doing, and if you add this, it's going to make it better. No. Stand still and listen to what the Lord has to say. So here's a part that I love. How he looks, you know, I'm visualizing going on. All the
It sounds like we lost Sister LaShawn, and I'm sure she'll be able to get back on the call. Powerful, powerful word, and we know that he's not going to let us fall. This is Minister Robin. Praise God. Glory to God. He is faithful, and we're going to rejoice because we know that we have the victory. The battle has already been won because we are victorious in Christ Jesus.
Amen. I apologize once again. Devil's trying to shut me up, but it don't work. So this is a part of the story that I enjoy. When Moses says, don't be afraid and stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord and how he will bring to you today. And the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you need only to be still. And I can visualize how that may have looked with all the chaos, all the chitter-chatter. I told you we shouldn't have left. I told you we should have stayed right where we were. Why did he challenge us to do better? I can imagine how that looked. But Moses looked at him calmly and said, look, God got this. He's got this. It's A-okay. We're going to be fine. The enemies that you see before you, you will not see tomorrow. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. How many times has that happened to you? Look back on your life and see how many times have you said, why am I in this situation, and I don't know how to get out of it. You know, my back is against the wall. My bills are piling up. I'm not getting a raise. I don't have the means and ways to take care of my family. I can't do this. I can't. The more you speak negativity over yourself, the more that will come and manifest. But if you be still and listen to what the Lord has to say, don't worry about what people say about you. Don't worry about the daggers being thrown at you. Don't worry about the sticks and stones that are being tossed at you. God got your back. Don't say people that are talking bad about you today certainly won't be there tomorrow. God got your back. He is going to elevate you to a point where you won't even hear ride, till I ride. But Faith, I tell you, as a King's kid, as a Christian, it gets better. The blessing is in the pressing. Yes, you may try to trot me in the dirt. You may try to dig up my past and use it against me. But amen, God has got that covered for me. God's protected me by the blood of the Lamb. Those sins that you talk about today are gone tomorrow. Those sins that you bring up from yesterday are not here today. Those enemies that you had to fight yesterday won't be standing tomorrow, because if you are still, God has got your back. So as a Christian, yes, Dr. Maya Angelou, I agree with you that you, like dust, you still rise. But as a King's kid, with Jesus and his supernatural power, you will soar even higher. Amen? So don't worry about all those things that happened in your past. Use it to enhance your future. James 1:3 says, "For you know the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." If you are tested, God is showing you, I got your back. This test ain't about you. That scandal ain't about you. Those arrests ain't about you. That addiction's not about you. That molestation, that adultery is not about you. It's for you to be that vessel to come forth clean, white, and snow, so somebody else is going to go through it, because it will. We'll be able to say, well, wow, look at sister so-and-so. Look at brother so-and-so. They got past it. So will I. And James 1:4 also says, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Don't worry about if your storm takes a full 4 seasons. Don't worry about if your book takes 4 months instead of 2 months. Don't worry about if it takes you a little bit longer than everyone else. You will not always be the tail. You will become the head. You're not always going to be the borrower. One day you're going to be the lender. But you've got to stay steadfast and unmovable and trust in God's word and stand still. Standing still is not to be confused with being complacent. Standing still means that you are trusting in the Lord, knowing that his word is going to come to you, and you are going to be able to bring that forth, that word, to somebody else, but you got to be quiet. You have to meditate. I love what Pastor, I believe it was Pastor Chuck or Pastor Everett, when they said that this lady had an altar, a spot in her house that she would go to every single day. It was her quiet time with the Lord where she meditates and talks to him. God doesn't want those 45-minute dates. I keep trying to tell you. Those little 45-minute dates on Sundays, nice, yeah, it's cool and everything, but God wants you every single day. God wants you to have a dialogue with him when you pray. You pray and you listen to what he has to say, but you have to stand still in order to hear that. You can't have calamity going on. You can't serve two gods. You can't be in the flesh and in the spirit. Like they said yesterday, you can't have a coin on both sides. You have to stand firm in the word and trust that God has got your back. Saints, I promise you, if you listen to what God says, not what I say, what God says, it's in the word. James says it clear as day. I know that testing of your faith produces steadfastness. So I am pretty sure that those who have given their testimonies in the past are living testaments of it. How many people have you heard say, my heart, my diabetes, my HIV, my cancer, my child in jail, me in jail, my sister in jail, whoever. You hear it, but then what happens when God steps in the mix? That's just for a season. Man can't hold you down for so long. It's for a season, because God's supernatural power will say, yeah, okay, you've been through that, but the supernatural blessing is this. You're using it to help somebody else get past their situation or their circumstance. You never look down to anybody unless you are picking them up. You never talk bad about anybody. You instead speak favor and life over their situation. So I will close it in this and saying that if you stand still and trust in the Lord, I guarantee you, in the name of Jesus, I touch and agree already, I declare and decree in Jesus' name that all plans and all things that come to pass for you will happen. But don't be afraid. Don't worry about those that are coming for you, because like Exodus says in the last verse, that those enemies you see today will not be there tomorrow, because God has got your back. You just only need to stand still. I trust that this word has been a blessing to somebody. I now turn it back over to Sister Tammy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Sister LaShawn, praise God for the word. Stand firm in the word. We praise God for the word this morning. We are going to move forward and have our closing prayer, which will bring forth our prayer request from Minister Robin, and we'll have Minister Deshaun to come back and give us the benediction, and I will give you the phone numbers for the next call immediately following those. Minister Robin, would you come forward at this time?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we thank you, Lord God. We can rejoice because we know that you have our back. We know, Lord God, that we have the victory. So, Father, I say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before we even continue, I thank you, Lord, because you are the one who have sustained those that are on sick beds. You are the one who have restored them from that bed of illness. So I speak that over Bertha Reed. I speak that over Annette Esposito. I speak that over Colleen's mom and over Naomi Bird, Father. They may be in the hospital, but they are being restored. They will rise from that bed in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and we shout for joy to the heavens. We rejoice, Father God, because you are the healer. And Daisy Hall, Mother Ina Payton, Mother Josie, Joni, Evangelist Gwen, Paul Bonnier, Charles Edward, they are all healed in the name of Jesus. Pneumonia is a name, and it must bow to the authority of Jesus. High blood pressure, you become normal. You become stabilized in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that cancer is a name, and it must, too, bow to the name of Jesus. The normal blood cells are getting stronger and destroying those that should not be in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that chest pain has to go. It cannot stay in your people because their body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that Charles Sheldon has committed his life to you. Fill him. Fill him to overflowing with your spirit. I pray that he continues to recognize that Jesus' name is above all names and that he confess you daily, knowing that you're the one that is beginning this work in him and he is going to overcome every situation in his life. I pray, Father God, that he continues to trust you with all of his heart, with all of his might, and he doesn't lean to his own understanding, and he acknowledges you in all of his ways because you are guiding him, because his steps are ordered by you. I thank you that Annette also will receive Jesus as her Lord and Savior, that veil of darkness is removed from her eyes. Cause her to understand the love that you have for her. Lord, so much that you gave your best, your son, Jesus, for her. And you said that when she confessed that and believed Jesus is Lord, she will be saved. So we speak salvation over Annette in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for the Gatlin family and the Flanagans, Father. You are the comforter. You comfort those that mourn. Even though they may be walking through a dark valley right now, they will not fear in the name of Jesus because you are their rod. You are their staff. You comfort them, and you are walking with those families as their home going, as their parents went home to be with the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Sister Tammy.
Amen, amen. We stand in agreement with Minister Robin, our prayer general. We thank God for you and for bringing our prayer requests before the Lord. We know and stand in agreement that they are already done. And as I announced to you earlier, the email address that you can send your request to, again, those prayer requests is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you as well as Dr. Vanessa regarding coming on to the call, being an intercessor, and also bringing the word, the spoken word. We want to remind you that this Saturday, live from the Momentum Conference in Atlanta, and that is this Saturday, live Momentum Conference in Atlanta, Dr. PK's monthly call is, that call number is 559-726-1200. Again, 559-726-1200. That PIN is 516-848-POUND, 516-848-POUND. And also, Godmother Dorothy, our Platinum President, Godmother Dorothy Cook's call is coming on next, and that number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. 881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. We thank God for each and every one of you and also want to remind you of Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Please give unto her as she is victorious in the battle against breast cancer. We state the victory has already been won. www.fillabottlesavealife.com. Again, www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And you can listen to this playback at 712-432-1085, 10-957-677-POUND if you need to hear any additional messages that were played today or recorded today. We thank God for all of you, and we're going to call Minister LaShawn to give us our benediction, and then we will say goodbye to all of you for this morning. Minister LaShawn?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Amen. Spirit of living God, Father, we come to you and thank. We thank you so much, Father, Lord God, for the platform for us to celebrate and praise your name, Father, Lord God. We magnify you and we lift you up, and we just say thank you for all you have done and all you will do. As we now hang up this phone and go on to our destinations or to other calls, we ask that you please continue to manifest in our way, continue to guide our steps, and continue to have us be ministers in the marketplace. We've gotten the word for this morning. We trust and know that we are going to go out and serve in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. We thank God for all of you. The Master's Call family bless you on today as you go out and be ministers in the marketplace. We will hear you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.